Okay, so I'm going to go quickly through it because we don't have a lot of time to cover everything, but I will, and I, of course, Al talked about just that, you know, what went behind Manifest this year. Kevin Robbins, a lot of recognition, and I didn't even put names in there because I would have added 10 more pages to this, to the summary, but you can find all of that information on the website. And they talked about the Giving Spirit Awards. And then Dr. Frazier, a critical piece for you guys, everybody, and this is something I live with every day, and the concept of how to overcome struggles and uncertainty in our lives. I loved his whole analysis there. It wasn't new to me, but it's really good to understand it. So I spent a lot of time in the outline reviewing that with you because I really wanted everybody to get it if you didn't pick it up. And it was really like the whole thing is how do we respond when we're in a struggle? And you have two choices. You either go towards it or you go run away from the behavior, right? It's a choice we make in life every day. And it's like something I just beseech you all to start taking on struggles in the most appropriate way, which is, you know, be okay with feeling uncomfortable. Know that, you know, for me, a struggle means I'm growing. Does that make sense? So every time I'm in struggle, I, you know, as much as sometimes it triggers some fears or it triggers unknowns and things like that, which is what causes us to want to flee from it, which is kind of an, I don't want to call it a normal human, I will call it a normal bad human reaction to things, but you want to take it on. You want to take it on. So it's just about, you know, watching out for what we do when we get a struggle in front of us, because the struggles happen every single day of our lives. I believe I believe that if we're doing what we should be doing every day of our life, we should be, you know, encountering struggles. So in the midst of challenges, we don't want to look at how do I get comfortable. We hate discomfort and we hate struggle, so we try to figure out the only way I can be comfortable is if I avoid it or if I ignore it or I run from it. Well, that, guess what? That doesn't do anything for you. So so the things he said, three influences they have, the stories we create, thoughts we think, and emotions we feel. And I wrote those three things down. All those things basically cause our life to be put on hold or go backwards. And that's a choice, too. Understanding as you go through a struggle, your life is going to be better on the other side. So that's the way you look at it. Instead, if you play avoidance tactics or create stories about or make stuff up, and I call it MSUs, that's a classic terminology I use, we're going to always set ourselves back. So, and they'll cause us to procrastinate. And so it says be able to sit with the discomfort that comes with the struggle. Amen to that. Because you know you're going to come out on the other side. So, you know, we want to turn overwhelm into joy. That's kind of people that say that's true, but the reality is you don't really you deal with a struggle. You stand in that struggle, and you don't want to overreact to it or attack other people. You don't worry about being uncomfortable. You don't want to become a procrastinator. We have all these responses to it. So our whole goal here is to how do I tolerate negative emotion and sit with discomfort? We need to learn how to do that and be okay in it because we know it's temporary and we know it's a growth pattern. So, and he just said emotions come and go. We can't be happy all the time. It's preventing our relationships with negative emotions and incapacitating us in sitting with negative situations at any time. So we become less able instead of more capable. So it's a choice we make. And he talked about how parenting has shifted so much, creating a lot of this devastation in our responses to things that happen around us. He says in the 2020s, discomfort is bad for my child. No, I grew up in discomfort. I grew up in a very poor family, four kids. We had nothing. Guess what? We found joy in everything, whether I was running out in the woods catching snakes and lizards and, you know, going to the golf course and getting a quarter for every golf ball I retrieved to hand to the golfer who hit it out of bounds. I mean, we had so much joy in the things that people would look at today and just go, that's dangerous. Oh, you better not do that, or you can't do this, or you do this. Right? You know, all the constraints we put on it. So we need to, again, have a good relationship with struggle. So he says he just went through a lot. There's a lot written up in my notes, so you can read through that. So it's a concept of sit with the discomfort, accept it, focus on development that comes from the struggle. That's what we do. And so really the whole study results that he's working on is people that you know flee from struggles have this concept of I just want to be happy. Well, you know, happy isn't a guaranteed state of being. And what can we do so we can achieve a greater sense of fulfillment and a greater sense of accomplishment in life is accomplishing and overcoming struggles. And some people, when they look back at struggles, they say to themselves, they say, you know what? I wish I would have been more courageous. They just look at that and say, I could have been more courageous. So there's a safe model that he brought up, and I think it's a great one. And if you just remember the word safe, it's kind of cool because you can always tie yourself back to his training. And the safe model is S is sit with discomfort. Be able to sit with discomfort at times because that allows your brain to work on things to overcome, right? And then you have the A for accept storms, thoughts, motions without judgment. Stay out of judgment. We always have to make things mean something so we get into judgment about it. Just be in the moment. F is focus on development. And then E is engage in constructive behavior in the moment. So if you continue to deal with that safe model, just remember that when you're dealing with discomfort, it'll be great. So hopefully that covers that for you quickly. Ashley Torian then came on. Of course, she loves to do all these breathing exercises. I like to take notes because I think I can do this at other times in my life. But all of these are important. They maximize they give you your maximum ability to, you know, functionality. I never heard of the curl tongue before, but that was intriguing. Curl the tongue, breathe in, and then put the teeth together and breathe out, okay? That's the deep breathe and exhale, and then she has the lymphatic circulation, and then getting anchored with statements, self-edifying statements. I'm equipped, I'm empowered, I'm ready. You know, that has a tremendous impact on your mindset, and if you understand how important your mind is, all of you graduates from, you know, Unstoppable Confidence with Andrew Leadham, mindset is like so crucial for accomplishing anything in your life. So get anchored with those things. Then we went through some recognition. I didn't put all the people recognized, so I apologize. Those of you in the field that were recognized, I don't think I put very many names in this because that would have been another 10 pages. So you can look up all those online. M5M, we talked about adding M5M to shipping boxes. Now they're putting a greater emphasis on it. Again, they're looking right at the moment, they're looking for 4.2 million servings or additional servings this year. Last year they did 8 million. We were only at 4.2. They're looking for more because they have more needs out there, more needs than ever, especially with the pandemic going on. They talked about the three major locations where we're having the biggest impact, perhaps Haiti. They have that partnership with kids around the world. Guatemala, huge need because these kids aren't going to school right now, and so they're not getting any meals. That was like where they got the majority of their meals were at school, and so we have a greater need than ever. And then South Africa still, 16,000 kids per day are being nourished in South Africa. And so we did a good fund matching. I know we took the $5,000 that Landon's dad offered, we matched that like in 5 seconds flat. So that was good that people made donations. You can continue, as always, any day of your life, you can continue to commit to M5M or make it an automatic contribution. Ray Robbins talked about, showing up. The first step to success was showing up. And he talked a lot about his history, and he talked about the church is the people, not the building. Same with Manatech. The company is not Manatech. We, the people, are Manatech. And he loves the Zoom, he says, you know, don't just pray for your church family, but pray for all those all around the world because there are a lot of people suffering today, as always. And then Landon talked about the matching with Stan. Al Bala got back up, talked about customer acquisition retention. And our promise is still our promise, which is how to enjoy residual income. So, you know, don't get so customer-centric that you fail to recognize the importance of adding additional $300,000, $500,000, $700,000 a month to people's income. A lot of us think that that's not a lot of income to make, but it is a lot of income for a lot of people. And a lot of people, they don't care about making, you know, $10,000, $20,000. That's not the idea, and it's not what we sell today in network marketing at any level. The idea is really, truly, number one, how do I get my products for free? We all love free, right? I don't know anyone doesn't like that word. And the second concept is, how do I add an extra $500, maybe $1,000 on a monthly basis to my cash flow. That'd be great. That's exactly the direction. Landon talked about customer service, and I put a slide, I attached a slide to the outline, one of his slides. There were only 3 of 1,000 slides that I attached, so I picked, the ones that I felt were important, but maybe not most important to you, but those are the ones I did. Just to give you an idea of where that customer service concept there, they keep harping on customer service. I keep harping at them because I keep so I've been nitpicking a lot of stuff that comes out of the office because I think they're understaffed, but I want to emphasize it because I want world-class customer service. And when we can achieve that at Manatech, now we've achieved something. But we're not there yet by any stretch of our imagination. But truly, they keep professing it, and I will hold them to their professions. Trust me on that. I had one customer of mine the other day send me something, an email she got from Manatech, and she says, "And what the heck am I supposed to do with this?" It was written by a Chinese person. It wasn't even written in complete sentences and had about 20 misspellings in about 5 sentences. So I was distraught, right, that my customers are getting. So, but no set of eyes are on that, your eyes as well. We shouldn't have to put up with that frustration, but we're going to continue to put pressure on their commitments. Ben Mayo talks about the email outreach campaign. He's doing a lot of things. Ben is doing a tremendous job on high tech, the iterables, all the things really are coming out of Ben's department and Ben himself, a lot of great things. And he's got a lot of ideas and concepts to help us complete orders. When people go in there and they don't complete an order, they're going to get an email. And from Manatech, there's the business stats dashboard that's going to allow us not to even have to understand success tracker reporting anymore. So that's going to be a cool addition for all of us. New associate onboarding, that's the platform we talked about. I think I go over it a little bit more later. Website upgrades, more customer experience initiatives. Yay. So very customer oriented, and that's what our whole focus, again, is what? Customer service. Create the ultimate customer experience. And that's what you want to keep defining. When you contact Manatech about things, I just hope you guys are just saying, I'm holding you to your word of giving us ultimate customer experience. That's what you want to do. I'm holding you to your word to create ultimate customer experience. That's the language you need to use with Manatech to continue to give them back the language they committed to us. That's the way this works. So that's what you want to do. Don't just send in a complaint saying, here's the commitment you made. How does this happen? Please inform, right? And just continue to do that till we get where we need to be. Tim Altvater talked about a lot of statistics and success plans for 2020 for all of us, and goal being top selling in health and wellness. The next 25 years, 77% of American adults take supplements today. So 78% of population 55 years or older consume diet. This is statistics today, all right? The growth for the next 5 years, 8.2% per year. Online, I think I have the word see pictures in here, but I don't think we attached the pictures on that, did we? On Tim Altvater's, I don't think we got that. We had so many slides that I took pictures of. It was crazy. I could have made this 100-page outline. But 78%, basically I'm giving you the stats. That's why I think I chose not to put the pictures. 78% of the population 50 years old consume dietary. This is a huge stat. How do you use this? Let me just give you some. I know I'm terrible. I'm going to run out of time, but I love giving you ideas. When you talk to people about taking supplements today, right? I mean, when you go out there and you share with people and they go, well, I don't know if I really need them. Do you understand how you can use this statistic? You can talk to them and say, do you realize that 78% of our population of 55 years or older are consuming dietary supplements today? Do you know how influential this is to somebody that's 55 plus to get started on supplements if they're not taking any today? No one wants to be left behind. You don't make the person wrong. You just say, wow, the other day I just was at a conference and they put up this slide. I had no idea that 78% of our population of 55 or older are taking nutritional supplements. You got it? So you see how you do it so you don't insult them. You don't tell them they're wrong or stupid or they're making a mistake. You just say, the other day I was at a conference and this. So you're just giving them information, sharing information. And 77% of the digital dietary supplements are dominated by Amazon, and we know why that is, because they can get the best price on anything and everything. So our goal is to build a simplified sales plan for people. Associate benefits, we talked about some of the discount codes, the new Fast Start bonus and Power Sell bonus, which we'll talk about. And the best is yet to come, all right? So he's got a lot of ideas and a lot of good ideas coming out for us, and we just are on the edge of our chairs waiting to hear from him. And then Ben Mayle came back on, and he highlighted the Manatech Plus app. He interviewed Haiku. This guy used the app to sign up 22 new customers, like, in 1 month. That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I just highlighted to you, if you're not using the app, get into it. And you heard Mary Earp, she's terrific. She was speaking to me at the beginning of the call. You know, she loves the app. She uses it all the time. It's where people want to be communicated through a higher level technology. Not hard to use. So what's my recommendation for those of you who have been staying away from it? Find a friend and just go play with it for a day with a friend or a couple friends and just send them stuff. You don't have to be selling them things. Just say, will you be a guinea pig for me for like the next 15 minutes? Let me just share some things so I get comfortable. Just do that. But the more you use it, the more comfortable you get. So you can't keep looking at it and say, well, it's awkward for me. I don't want to use it. That's you not stepping into using it. It's you choosing not to even try. So don't look out there and look at some of our top builders today who are using the app all the time, and you sit back and go, well, that's too high-tech for me. It's not. It's really simple. It is really simple. If Mary Jo can do it, anyone could do it. I know a lot of you think I'm high-tech. I am so low-tech. Lydia's high-tech. Mary Jo's not. So my using the app is something outside my comfort zone as well at 65 years old, but it doesn't matter. I'm making myself comfortable with it because it's the way people communicate today. So I'm just encouraging you to jump in on that. Heather talked about the Zoom platform, excited about the results she's getting, moving her forward. She was a person that was in Manatech and quit years ago. So she was very encouraging to a lot of people, I think, at Manifest, because she talked about getting back involved with Manatech is like falling in love all over again. And that was a cool thing. So never look at those people that quit taking the products as if they're never going to come back in. It's just about us approaching them on a personal level again. You can even use a statistic about, you know, how many people are over 55 are taking supplements and see what they're taking. Just say, hey, I'm intrigued. I know one time you were taking Manatech products. What are you taking today? Notice how you're not trying to sell them anything. You're just intrigued to find what they might be taking, to just do some discovery work. And then in the process, when you find out what they're taking, if they don't have a good GI system products, right, you can say, well, you know, Manatech just came out with this. You might want to think about trying it. I know you were on the products before and you trusted the company. So why not step in and just try the GeoBiome Trio and give it a try for 3 months and see how you do. If you don't like it, you can get all your money back. Do you guys get how easy it is to use the GeoBiome Trio as a mechanism to get people reactivated in Manatech? Think about it. 100% money-back guarantee. Try for 3 months. See what works for you. I never go less than 3 months. So don't say a month. Don't say 30 days. 3 months. Because they get all their money back, so it's no issue. It's not a cost factor for them if they don't like it. But in 3 months, they should see a difference, right? So there's another suggestion for reactivation. Scott Miles, then he talked about the what's coming, the microbiome. He was kind of the introductory guy. And understand that GI ProBalance and GI Zyme are the same things that we've had in the past, but they just upgraded them. So they made some tweaks and changes to them, but they're still our core product. And then they added GI Defense. All right? So let's jump into our new GI Biome system. So Nugent got on stage, and of course, you know, when you looked at everybody said, what were your favorite presentations for Manifest? And guess what was like the number one? Dr. Nugent. Do we not love the products in this company? I just say kudos to all of you. I'm so proud of Manatech Associates when they show up loving the products, because that's why we're involved, right? It's not the comp plan. It's not the management. It's not anything else. It's not the recognition. It's not, you know what it is? It's the products, right? It's the products. We love the products. So he talked about the difference of enzymes and probiotics, why we need them. He talked about the new GI defense, improved GI probalance, and improved GI zymes. So let's jump in. What is the microbiome? Microbiota is a set of microbes, the ecosystem community created is our microbiome. It refers to all the genetic material of all microbes living in or on our bodies. So our microbiome is really made up of 100 trillion microbes. You guys get this? You think you're buggy? You are really buggy. You have 100 trillion microbes living in you. And they help support the immune system and optimize immune modulation. Is that important to our world today? This is huge, especially when you're talking about the coronavirus, right? Huge. I didn't know we had 100 trillion microbes living in us, but that seems reasonable. Life benefits of microbes, they help help us digest and ferment foods, so help maintain healthy weight. They detoxify us as they take in the toxins. They wrap them up and eat them and get rid of them. Help keep infants healthy. So there's a lot of benefits to our microbes. Human digestive tract functions start with the digestive enzymes. So critical. He talked a lot about enzymes, need enough enzymes to digest or no value in eating food because it ferments and it can become toxic if it's not properly digested. That's what digestive enzymes. And it controls the blood intestinal wall barriers as a barrier. It tight junctions. It supports that as well. So it's supportive of, that's our digestive tract, is supportive of us keeping the nutrients in and allowing us to break down the foods that we have. That he talked about tight junctions in the gut. Why did he bring that up? This is a critical point for something called leaky gut. Leaky gut, you know, there are a lot of professional medical people today that say leaky gut is the cause for 50% of, you know, the autoimmune conditions of, they name a lot of different, it's not every disease in the human body, but some even go so far as to say it's more than 50% of every condition is caused or some kind of relationship with leaky gut. So the problem with leaky gut is that what happens is they are harmful toxins and bacteria get passed through the intestines and they end up into our blood system. Once in our blood system, where do they go? Everywhere. Remember, that's like the highway system inside of our body. So, you know, like I said, some scientists are saying up to 90% of health issues are attributable to leaky gut. So we want to make sure we have a tight gut. There are certain things we want to pass through, but not what is passing through. We're leaking out today in massive quantities, which are hurting our body in so many ways. So gluten issues, a food addition that they've put in, so many things make pasta more stretchy, so they put this kind of stuff in. And the problem is it becomes hard to digest. They require special enzymes. You get develop gluten sensitivity. And they can cause intestinal disruption. And that's gliadin. I'd never heard of that before. That's a component of gluten that's linked to intestinal disruption, which we, again, don't want. Why? Because we don't want to end up with what's called leaky gut. So if we can't digest what we're eating, you know, that's another issue that's out there. Sugar, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, excessive alcohol, all these things are causing us to not digest the foodstuffs we're taking in, plus many others. Other items leading to leaky gut, what? Lack of vitamin A, D, and zinc. That's why we take a multivitamin every single day. Chronic stress. Hello, right? We don't want stress, right? And as we were taught, Andrew Leadham, what would he say? Control your mind. Go into your 15 seconds of no mind, and watch what happens to stress in your life. We're guaranteed things are going to happen in our life that could trigger a lot of stress, but we can choose how we respond. You are in control how you respond. And when you really get that and uncover that in your life, wow. What a difference it is. I'll tell you, it'll totally change your marriage. It'll totally change how you interact with your children. And it will totally change how you do your Manatech business. Because now you know you're in charge of, am I going to be productive in this business or not? What results do I want to produce? How would you like to be on autopilot to produce whatever results you choose? It takes us to what? Control that mind, right? So we want to make sure that we're working on that all the time. So it's really important that we work on. Where do we go? Now I went off on a different tangent. Okay, digestive. Okay, so we symptoms of leaky gut again. We talked about that. Food sensitivities, persistent acne, fatigue, weight gain, digestive issues, mood swings, all that stuff we none of us want ever. Health and wellness. The number one problem in our world today is health and wellness. And I gave you guys all the article. You're very informed. I gave you the Washington Post article about health illiteracy. It's not the coronavirus pandemic. It's a health illiteracy problem we have in our country. Now, I'm not saying that coronavirus epidemic doesn't occur and isn't out there attacking us. But if you had a properly constructed immune system functioning at its highest and best capacity, guess what, kids? It's the reason why we aren't seeing virtually any Manatech associates, any, being afflicted by coronavirus. So the idea is build that immune system up, treat your body right, stay in the health and wellness industry. Number two is digestive health. It's number two in the wellness market, right behind general well-being. These were all great statistics for me to really sell the trio, I call them, the trio. I want to get out there and really promote the trio. And you can lead with the trio, and then you can come back later and support them with other things. But a lot of people, you know, cleansing their gut is going to only help them 3 months from now, you know. Now they can, what? They can absorb Ambertose like never before because they helped clean out their gut. The gut-brain axis, he talked about brain to gut, gut to brain. These are both incredible connections. I learned a lot of this in my functional nutrition program. It goes through the vagus nerve, 100 billion neurons in brain and 500 billion in the gut. That's a lot of neurons, right? And they all have transmitters, chemicals produced in the brain and gut like serotonin, GABA is produced in the gut that needs to be transported. Other chemicals produced in the gut, short-chain fatty acids such as butyrate. He spent a lot of time talking about butyrate, didn't he? The gut-to-brain axis to produce even more serotonin. Bacteria is critical. Short-chain fatty acid produced in the gut. Probiotics are good bacteria. Prebiotics, Ambertose and Manipul, are terrific prebiotics. And I put a picture attached to the outline on the GI biome system. This is what you want to market with people. Help them get on this for at least a period of 3 months. You want them on it for life, but some people are going to choose what they're going to use and what they're not. But it's a great protocol to get on and necessary to help our body. And as we get older, we only need it more. In fact, I will be starting. I never took enzymes. And after this presentation, I've decided I'm going to take enzymes. I don't have any problems that I know of in digesting my foods, but you know, Dr. Nugent said that, you know, if you're over 55, you should be taking digestive enzymes, everybody over 55. So I thought, whoa, I can pretend I'm 35, but that doesn't always work real well, right? Especially when you go and work in your garden and unload 7 50-pound bags of dirt to refill up the gardens at the end of the season and you know, reestablish the good, you know, I need good GI biome in my gardens as well. But the problem is that my back had a little issue with that. You know, I'm no longer, you know, my husband says, honey, you're no longer 20, right? Anyway, so, but we want to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies, and enzymes can only help you do that. So GI biome, so let's jump in. The big new product is the GI defense product. That's the huge new product. And that's basically to help support the intestinal wall, support the butyrate production, strengthen your gut lining and its integrity. So it's just important for our integrity of our gut. Butyrate is also known as butyric acid. It's a short-chain fatty acid, vital and produced when good bacteria breaks down dietary fiber, provides fuel for the gut. The colon cells get 70% of their energy needs from the butyrate, right? So it provides antioxidant support, integrity of gut lining, blood sugar balance, and brain health. How's that? Now you can make those representations. That's pretty cool. And the NFKB, now we're getting real technical, right? Butyrate is key to that NFKB system. It's a protein complex that controls the transcription of DNA, cytokine production, and cell survival. Are those important for your body? Absolutely. And the key to the NFKB is butyrate. It's a key in regulating immune system response. You can find archived in the library the approved benefit claims, so go look up those. Key ingredients, again, the cutting-edge technology of flavobiotics. I'm sorry, I really butchered that pronunciation, flavobiotics. I was like, I remember when I wrote it down, I was like, okay, what are flavobiotics? New word for Mary Jo. Small molecules of flavonoids from citrus, which prevent absorption until whenever. So it's a way to control, understand this, control of an ingredient so it's not absorbed until it hits a certain place in the human body. So studies show that the flavobiotics inhibit growth of negative bacteria and Enterobacteriaceae, support growth of certain good bacteria, and help strengthen the gut barrier. Yes, that's the blessing there. Other key ingredients in this GI defense are cinnamon, peppermint, cloves, grape seed extract, piper nigrin, marshmallow root powder, and licorice root, all very popular in regard to gut health. So that's our GI defense, right? And you could say, well, Mary Jo, it sounds like it's all about butyric acid. Well, it truly is a lot about butyric acid. That's a major key ingredient. But there are other ones in there that are key for you as well. Then what about our GI Pro Balance, right? Most people don't have proper balance. You need 70 million. And they talked about what percentage in different countries. Probiotic sales in the U.S. is $57 billion, expected to grow at 7.7%. So people are looking for good probiotics, right? And in our old GI Pro, they took the old formulation, they added two new probiotics. So we went from 6 probiotics to 8, Bifidobacterium lactis and Bifidobacterium casei. Those two are now added. And there, you can capture the chart. Did I put it on attached? I'm not sure I did that one. No, I think I just attached the ProBalance, the GI Pro Balance, I put the new formulas. Yeah, I think I did that on it. So you can look at that and see the improvements. Manipul and AmberGuard were also added. Yoo-hoo! So you got a high-power GI Pro, better than what we had in the past. So am I buying it? No doubt about it. And then finally, improved GI zyme enzymes. Here's the one that I told you. I've never taken digestive enzymes, and I'm seriously looking at starting to do this on a daily basis as well, because more so because my age is inside that category of people that need it. And understand why age. Age is critical because we just gradually over time, it's proven scientifically that we have a breakdown in how many enzymes we produce internally. So we know we're not as productive in the enzyme category as we were when we were 25. And it just it gradually deteriorates over time, and you know, it can have, based on other issues, health issues that you might have had in your life, you could be in real trouble early on. There are a lot of people that start taking digestive enzymes in their 20s and in their 30s. So, but the average person that's healthy throughout their life, probably at 55, they should start looking seriously at enzymes just because of the deterioration of the quantity of enzymes the body's naturally producing through natural aging process. Not about a health issue, just because of aging. So with lactose, you need lactase. There are a lot of different, you can go through all of them. I didn't put them in here. And there's slide on digestive groups. How stomach works, the stomach produces acids and drugs that we take, kill pumps, which are in our stomach, and they're so important to our health. But he also said that when it kills the pumps, they're actually replaced within 24 hours. That's all important. But, you know, a lot of people have to take heartburn meds all the time because they don't have what? What's lacking with that is that a concept of enzymes to break down their foods. And I know people that get addicted to, you know, heartburn medications. And it's sad because those meds have a lot of side effects. It just would be very helpful to get the proper enzymes in there. And look at the pH factor. They varies from 1 to 8 depending on where you are in the human digestive tract. So we all need different levels of pH as you go through your digestive and different enzymes for each one of those phases. So there's no excuse for us to have enzymes, not have enzymes before we ate. They're pH activated. They have protease is for activation in the stomach, protease 4.5, activation in duodenum, the phase 2 intestines, protein pH 5, 6, 7, and 8. They all work all the way down throughout your whole digestive tract. So critical for us to really take seriously digestive enzymes. And again, he says, you know, people are living longer today, and so he's saying that's another reason why we desperately need these enzymes in our system. We lose about 1% per year of your digestive enzymes. So at 65, I've lost 65% of my digestive enzymes. So why wouldn't I be taking them? Good question. 10 years, approximately 13% loss. So as we age, we lose the ability to digest foods. Post 60, I guess he said 60, not 55. Everyone should swallow enzymes. Cannot get them in the food. And, of course, I think I still get a lot in my food. I take probably that's why I've been able to not have problems with digestion through my current state of affairs, because I eat so much from my garden, so much natural raw foods, organic grown. I'm a huge consumer of that. I don't cook them. I eat them raw. In fact, Lydia laughs because sometimes they don't get back into the house from the garden. That's too long a trip. All right. So that's it. Okay. Enough on that. Oh my gosh. I got 7 minutes left. I'm going fast. Leadership. Leonie Vandalindi. She talked about thinking, belief, confidence, and being fearless are four top characteristics, and they're not things that you're born with. You have to work on it. Hard work over and over, reading a lot of books, educate yourself. She's a very huge disciplinarian. She runs South Africa with, she's like Teddy Roosevelt, if you remember that. I mean, she really is incredible, and she's very structured. Nothing's funny to her. She takes everything very seriously, her role of helping leaders become massive leaders. I mean, it's her whole thing. And she says, we are 99% mental. As a man thinketh, so is he. Huge for her. Huge. She says, a game, when you go out and play a sporting game, it's not one on the field, it's one in the locker room. It's how you prepare. So just read through a lot of great stuff that I outline in here from her. You know, the five most important characteristics: honesty, trust, applied faith, that means believing before you see it, humility, and self-mastery. Become a greater self. Be the example for everyone else, right? Mark and Steph Sullivan talked and gave their testimony on the Andrew Leadham course. Then we had more recognition. Stan Frederick, I really honestly didn't hear him. Somebody gave me these three things, so I can't adequately represent what Stan said because I was out of commission on a phone call, group phone call. So top business builders, Ray Robbins Giving Spirit Awards, Hanson Ma, what was his major thing? Recognition. I know they use the word commendation. If you look at your notes, and it was awkward translation. Okay, it should have been recognition, recognition, recognition. Hanson Ma and his team are all about recognition. And it starts with national director. You have two leaders. When you're an ND, guess what? You already have two leaders in your organization. So be proud. Recognition, recognition. At each level, he recognizes because now you have leaders. So Julia Zhu's story was incredible. And I love when she speaks because she's so intelligent. She really says it right to the heart. And she talks about, I love this quote, you put this on your phone, put it on your screen of your computer. When you desire to succeed, when your desire to succeed is as great as your desire to live, then you will succeed. Huge. If that doesn't impact you, I don't know how to impact you. That's huge. And she talked about shepherds, the people with the shepherds with lots of wealth, they lead in front of the sheep. The shepherd with low wealth leads from the sheep from behind. So I just wrote that in her. Sorry, I probably even misquoted her. The organization has a PD factory. We know what Julie's organization is about. She's a three-star platinum, right? Mary Erb, she's on the call today. Woo, we love you, Mary, and you are great. I mean, you talked about using the app, using the technology, ATM, you know, all the people you're signing up. It's really awesome just to have you really get out there and be the doer that you are. You get everybody else to believe, and it's the belief. What's the most important message of Mary Erb was what? Get out there and do it. Just step into it and do it. I believe she would say exclamation point after that. You know, it's about just going out there and don't try to be anyone you're not. Just be yourself. You will attract people. You want to attract people like you. If you attract people that are opposite to you, you're going to have a hard time managing that person or leading them to be the. So just be you. Get out there, and what's the most important part of you? That you could care about other people, right? Put a smile on your face, get them materials, you know. And I love it when she said, welcome to the greatest nutritional program out there. Yeah, I love that language as well. So ATM work is something Mary does as well. Next, Kevin Robbins, he's talked about the two promotions. I wrote these up. I don't think I attached them to the outline, but they're very simple. Really, don't get too complicated with this. I know sometimes people hear comp plan and they just go berserk, right? this Fast Start is just a new program they're doing to help people get to that it starts in July, a new sign up in July. If you double the power seller bonus, you get double the power seller bonus if you earn it in your first full business period. So it's nothing other than what we already have, the power seller bonus. They're just paying you twice as much if you happen to get it in your first 30 days. It's not 30 days from you enroll. It's your first complete business period. So if you enrolled in July, you have till the end of August. If you enroll in August, you have to end of, okay? And then, so everybody get that? It's just a doubling of getting that 500 PPV. What's the power seller bonus? 500 PPV. So if you sign up somebody new and in their first complete business period, in addition to whenever they signed, what business period they signed up in, if they get to 500 PPV, they're going to get double the new power seller bonus. All right, everybody clear on that? That's simple. And this runs, both of these new bonuses run through the end of the year. They don't know if they're going to go beyond it, but the other thing they did was expand the business development bonus. Everybody knows what that is. Business developers was building team two, team four, and you get a business development bonuses. They're all written out in the gig economy brochure in the library. If you don't have that, get that. Now what they're doing is they're expanding it. So team two, team four means team two is you get two new associates and get them to get their 500. And you have your 500. That's team two. Team four is you get four new associates, and they all get their 500 PPV, right, which includes what? Your own purchases and all of your customers, all right? So that's what team two, team four is. You have four across. Manatech has now gone, if you're going wide, so if you get six associates, now you get a bonus of 450 for building team six, and if you build team 8, you earn 650. If you build team 10, you earn 850. So they're just allowing you to get bonuses for building wide. Why? I don't know, but that's the choice they've made. So you get bonuses for building people wide set of teams. So you could go as wide as you can. I think this came out of the guy from South Africa that went to like team 12 or something. But my preference is to find people and business partners that want to build with me, not just build off the follow me. And sometimes I even put my people underneath. If I find a new associate, I might put it underneath one of my pre-existing and let them be the enroller to help them get to their bonuses. So it's just a strategy of how you choose to build. It's up to you. But know that you can go wide with your team now and get bonuses, expanded business development bonus. Next, we went over to the new onboarding training site. I put a picture of the front page on the outline. I'm not going to get all into that today. All I can tell you all is I'm excited as all get out. It's high on my list, probably a priority. I'll probably be spending 20 to 30 hours a week over the next 6 to 8 weeks to get this up and running for you. And I'm excited about it. I think it's a great program. It makes it simple, duplicatable, easy, easy, easy. And probably the reason I'm involved is because I started up the whole concept of the system.manatech site that we have today, which is outdated. I've been trying to get them to update that for a number of years. But the problem is I wanted something, too, that was going to be simplified, that was going to be simple, easy, that people don't get stuck in too much information. So we're really – that's our biggest problem is much information is what to concisely give people and just enough to get them started. And that's what the first onboarding is. It's hour and a half max that will take them to be onboarded. They'll get everything from A to Z, how to get on automatic order, why they want it, the Manatech Plus app, how to share. They're going to get all of that, including some self-development and the four core principles of how you share with people and get people close. They're going to get all that in one simple hour and a half max training. That's the initial onboarding training. And then it has, of course, more trainings on the site, products they can go to and learn. I kind of look at it like this from my perspective. How do we keep people out of the library? Because I find the library is highly unusable by most, and I'm excited about this new onboarding site that's going to allow people. And the cool thing some of you probably reacted to as well, you're going to be able to trace your associates. So you're going to find out, you're going to have pictures. Each month you're going to get pictures of the three top people in your organization that use the site the most. So you're going to know who's working the business and who's not. Now, some of you go, well, Major, I already know. Well, you might, but this is really going to give you an indication of who's going on there and using the system and working it and how many people they've signed up. And it's also going to trace your brand new associates. So if they come in and say, well, I finished the whole, you know, new associate onboarding process, you'll be able to go into years and find out exactly where they are and what they completed. Is that cool or cool? Yeah. You're like Big Brother looking over them. No, it's more like, how do I manage my people? I need a completion. I need to know if they completed it so I can trust that they've done what they committed to do, right? So that gives you that opportunity as well. So get excited about that if you can. That's going to be special for everybody. And then Tim talked about how to close more buyers. He just talked about, you know, the buying trend out there, where people are buying. You know, people just love to buy products. They're not going shopping at stores anymore, so they're looking for places like your Manatech storefront to buy products. So, and it's, you don't have to re-educate people who are already taking supplements. You just need to direct them to Manatech. So that's what's going to be important for us, is make sure that we are distinguishing ourselves. And I gave you some language on some of that today. New incentive is they're kicking off a Manatech Makeover Home Depot cards for those. It's going to start August 22nd, so we're already 2 days into it. So keep your eyes open for the rules. I don't know if they're on the site yet. No, Lydia said she didn't see them. So, but keep it. You're going to earn the Home Depot gift cards. And then the boys closed. Al and Landa got out there, and they called it a watershed moment. They had more people at this manifest than any other manifest. Of course, it was, no one was there, right? But no one but everyone. Because it was done by Zoom, it opened up the opportunity for so many more people to be there. Okay, that's it. How did I do? Did I capture the moment? What? Oh, Lydia says I went over. Everybody good?
You owned the moment.
What?
You owned the moment.
Oh, thanks. I was owning it whether you interrupted me or not. I was going to get through this outline. All right, everybody. Well, I hope I helped you capture some of the things perhaps you might have missed, because there was a lot there. And you can dig into the things that you want to get more in depth on. This is more of an overview versus a total re-education of a day and a half of manifest. But yeah, there's some really critical things out there. Hopefully I gave you some few pointers on how to share with some of the things. I'll be doing some trainings going forward as well. And I just am excited for all of you guys. Let's move forward and make our business, you know, what we choose to make it, because it's up to us. If it's going to be, it's up to me. Exactly. So put that attitude on. Get the right frame of mind. Know you can do it. Don't let yourself get stuck in anything. Understand the power of the human mind and the difference it makes when we take back control of it, right? Instead of letting it control us, we control it. So, all right, everybody, have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.